TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. Joy. As humans, we seek moments of joy, and we want to hold on to it. In her TEDx CMU talk from 2021, community organizer Miracle Jones meditates on what joy means to her and why seeking and holding on to joy is crucial during difficult times and especially vital in the work of anti-racism. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. And listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
Smile. Don't forget to let Daddy see you smile. That's what I would hear for months at the age of 4, from the time the sheriff took my dad away until the time the probation officer said it was okay for him to come home on his own. Smile. It's weird to me. We call finding joy so many things these days: resiliency, determination, survival, etc. But at the end of the day, joy is just a simple moment of gratitude and happiness you allow yourself to have. Joy, it's not this toxic positivity where we force ourselves to ignore the realities of the world and avoid the problems in our life. Joy, it's just a moment of reflection and happiness by which we are able to tell ourselves there is more to this life. There's more to this world than just pain. Joy is how our ancestors survived. Joy is how we know what to fight for. Joy is how we build our community. Joy is how we show love. Joy is why we're still here. You see, there is this indescribable joy that comes from being able to live and thrive despite all of the obstacles and barriers that come with living in anti-blackness. Part of it is a hope that things will soon get better, and part of it is a celebration of still being around, still being here. I first encountered this when I was 4 years old. when the sheriff came to take my dad away for the first time, I was so afraid and confused. I remember my father telling me to smile because everything would be all right. Every time a guard would yell, "Time's up," he would say, "Smile, because it's going to be all right. It's going to get better. I'll be home soon. It's going to be okay." I remember questioning everything, but believing my father so I would cry because I had to leave him. But I would smile because I knew he was coming home soon. I would take this lesson with me for years to come. Understanding that having joy and holding out hope was sometimes the only thing I had to hold on to. So I would hold on to my joy for as long as possible. Even when I saw my mom struggle to feed and clothe four children on her own. Even when the bank foreclosed on our home. Even when we were a family of six, living at an extended stay for almost half of the year. Even when the social worker came for a checkup with a promise to return if we missed any more days of school. Even when I got the call, I would never see my father again. Just smile, it will get better. Smile. So when this past year of social unrest took over the nation, I was prepared to be filled with dread and exhaustion as I geared up to take to the streets once again. From previous work, I already knew how lonely and tiring protesting state violence could be, and I prepared mentally and physically to take to the streets to fight for yet another Black life stolen away. But I wasn't alone. I was joined by so many other Black folks. We'd hoped that despite everything, that something would be different this time around. So we took to the streets with our drums, our voices, our bodies, our dances. Yet some people didn't join us, questioning who we were and whether our actions could actually make a change. They looked at us dancing in the middle of the street and chanting, I believe that we will win. And they asked us, "What will that accomplish?" I had to laugh. Again, do you know of the struggle it took just to get here? Do you know of the fear and the pain and the anxiety it took just for Black people to leave the house and take up space, not knowing if they would get tear gassed in the middle of the street, arrested, incarcerated, or abandoned? Do you understand that sometimes our joy is all that we have to make it through to the next day? That our trauma may radicalize us, but it will not sustain our movements. Joy is so controversial for us because for so long, Black and brown people were reduced to tropes on trauma and pain. Our resiliency became the narrative that others created for us. We were told we had to struggle for success, that we had to be twice as good to go half as far, but be grateful to just be in the room. Imagine feeling guilty just just because you experience joy in your life. Many seem to forget that existing and thriving in a world that was predicated upon your destruction is in itself a reason to celebrate. So we take up space as ours has been stolen and gentrified from us. We dance in the middle of the street as we show up for each other and remember our hope for the future. We celebrate together because we are a community of people bonded together in joy and pain who refuse to leave each other. We fight together because we have no other choice. My first protest this last summer, I was almost moved to tears when I saw literally hundreds of people coming and taking to the streets shouting Black Lives Matter from the top of their lungs. Seeing communities from all across the Commonwealth coming and agreeing that Black people were loved and valued created not only a moment of joy, but of protection. It gave some Black folks a moment to let go of a breath they didn't even know they were holding because they were internally waiting to be ignored and devalued once again. The experience in finding support, but most of all, each other, gave Black people joy in the midst of fighting police and state violence. Do you know how radical and revolutionary joy is as a Black person living in America? Do you know how radical and revolutionary joy is as a Black woman living in the worst city for Black women? We not only find joy in hopeless spaces, we hold on to it and we share it with others. We dance in the middle of the street to the drum beats of our ancestors, knowing their courage and faith guide our every steps every single day. We find joy when we plan our breastfeeding circles, when we cry on each other's shoulders, when we walk through the doors of a Black-owned business, when we create a cash mob for a Black-owned business, when we create art that is for us and by us, when we host festivals and balls. We find joy because we know and understand what it takes for Black people to be here and understand that their love for the community brought them here, despite it all. We find joy because our existence is resistance and our happiness is revolutionary. You know, people say we laugh too loudly, we dance too hard, and our claps cause thunder. But me, I say take up all the space you need. Find joy whenever you will. Disrupt all the systems you can. And if you want to, smile. Thank you.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.